Pretty late, Cam. That's monitoring my 5-state white one.
WHPVD, WHPVD, KEHZRI, WHBTD, WHBTD, KEHZRI, WHPVD, WHPVD, WHPVD. This is KEHZRI looking for you.
W8ZRI. This is W8BDD. I'm just hitting a happy trail now.
Great. You got that little short little antenna on there, that stubby antenna?
Yes, sir. We're going to run the stubby one up.
Yeah, I bought one of those. It's, what you call it, Nagoya. It's a Nagoya little stubby antenna for my little handhelds here. And I was just wondering how it does.
So this is the rooftop magnet mount, and we're going to check it out and see what we can do for range.
Okay, where are you at right now?
Northbound I-75, approaching 14 mile.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll give you a call a little later, and we'll see. I'm going to have to run to the hospital, but I could call you from my handheld.
All right, we'll look forward to it. W-A-D-D-D.
K-8-L-A-X, also monitoring.
W-A-L-A-X, W-A-D-D-D.
Was that you calling me, Brian? This is K-8-L-A-X.
Yeah, sir, it was. I'm traveling northbound I-75 now. I'm just still in the city. We're going to check and see how this automatic roaming does.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm using a different radio. This is my other radio is on charge, so this one might have some background noise. But are you taking 75 straight up?
Yes, sir. We're going to go 75 all the way up to US 10. And then we'll make a left-hand turn and go towards Central Michigan University.
Sounds good. I'll definitely be listening, and I know Brian will be listening. He's been trying to call you for the last couple hours now, or maybe last hour and a half. So I'm sure he'll be listening as well, KHZRI. But, yeah, I'm curious how the roaming works, because when I went up to Saginaw, I went up Van Dyke up to 69 across to 475 and 475 up to 75. So, right around the 75 area. But I struggled, but I was also on a handheld. So I'm definitely curious to see how it works out for you. This is KEHLAX. Back over to you, Brian.
Well, I got the 7550E programmed the same way, and I am watching it. But I'm talking on the mobile.
So you're testing a handheld and a mobile together?
That is correct.
Copy that. I'll definitely be listening throughout the day. I'm interested to see how it works and what kind of ranges you get.
Yeah, well, today's the day for me to explore, you know, and see when the changes take over. Because like I said, I don't have a frequency programmed in here. So it's 100% roaming right now.
Fair enough. Like I said with mine, the way you set it up is you move over the channels or the pre-programmed frequencies over. And then you can, once those are programmed, you can move them over to a roaming list. So I'm still working on mine and figuring it out, but I don't get out of the range of the Mount Clemens machine very often, and that has a pretty darn good reach. So I'll figure it out eventually.
Absolutely. Well, that's why this test is important for me, because I really don't get out of the Mount Clemens range either. So we'll see what we see, and I will share my settings when and if it works.
Copy that. Well, safe travels, and if for some reason it doesn't work, happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you get yourself a deer. This is KEAX. I'll be clear and monitoring on your finals.
Okay. If it doesn't work, we will talk at you when we get back and try and figure it out. Well, I'm done. I brought my call programming cable. Please contact. Happy Thanksgiving. WABPD, I'll be standing by.
WABPD. WABPD, KEAX, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe I'm just about at the end of Mount Clemens. It switched over to Novi, and it was checking Greenville, but didn't successfully connect there.
So you are successfully on Novi as of right now. Copy that.
Well, that's what the handheld thing. But the mobile that time was receiving you on Fenton. And it says I'm on Fenton on the mobile radio, and I am right now at exit 91.
That's a pretty decent reach. I think you're quite a distance out from the Fenton machine.
Yeah, well, it's kind of going back and forth between Novi, Mount Clemens, and Fenton right now. So I'm in the transition zone, it appears.
Very well, and up at your property, do you know for a fact you're in range of one of the machines?
I am not with an HT. With this mobile being 40 watts, I should be able to hit Shepherd. Shepherd would be the opposite side of Mount Pleasant from where my property is, because Shepherd would be south and west of me.
Fair enough. Yeah, my radio when I was in Saginaw was bouncing off the James Township repeater. And I got in pretty good on that one. I haven't tried in further north, but the Mount Pleasant area, I'm supposed to be helping my buddy move here shortly, and he's right down the street from the Soaring Eagle, so I would probably be bouncing off of that one then.
Well, if he's in the Soaring Eagle range, he should be hitting Shepherd. Because Shepherd's really not that far away. I don't know how big a footprint Shepherd has, but the only other thing would be going back towards the west and Midland would be the next closest one, I do believe.
Oh, it would be if I was in range of it. He's not a ham, unfortunately.
There's a guy that was on GMRS. And the conditions were right. He could hit the Mayville repeater when they were all linked up. We could talk to him, and he was over at Shepherd. So, like I said, this is kind of exploratory, how far I can go and whether I can hit Shepherd or not. And, map it all out, so to speak.
Sounds good. Well, I'll be standing by. I'll let you hit the next one, and we'll go from there. This is KE8LAX.
All right, well, watch it. When it changes repeaters again, I'll check in again. WABPD, standing by.
KE8ZRI, still monitoring. I heard you, Brian. I hear you in there, and I'm still monitoring.
Very good. I am at exit 98 now, Holly Road, and I pretty solidly have the Fenton repeater now. When I started talking, I was like mixing in between Mount Clemens, Novi, and Fenton. I-75, I-69 interchange. Still heading northbound 75 on the Fenton repeater. WABPD.
WABPD. I copy that. This is KEAZRI. We're listening.
What's happening, Brian?
Good afternoon, Wally. I'm heading up north to the property for the Thanksgiving holiday, and I've got this 4550 set up with no specific frequency, and it's been roaming the whole way and doing a very good job of it.
Well, very good. I knew you could figure it out, so it's all decent. So you're just doing the little IP Connect thing and letting it do its thing.
Actually, it's not. This one's not even configured for the IP Connect. Just the 7550E is. The 4550 is just on roaming. And like I said, it's doing its job. It had a little issue when I was right at the border. It went from Mount Clemens, hit Greenville, but never really connected with back to Novi. Went to Fenton, and I've been on Fenton pretty much ever since.
Oh, very good. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to have to get with the boys and find out which ones are the powerhouses and which ones aren't. Go, you know, because I know you can adjust the RSSI levels on them too, like when you want it to give up on this one and start looking for another one. Right now everything's kind of at least when I quote, like everything's kind of at the default. So I figured you were heading somewhere. I had heard you talking there. We were real busy this morning. We're getting the house ready. We're doing half of the family at our house tomorrow. So we've got lots of things to get done. And then the Friday, other half of the family is in Lansing. So I'm going to be cruising that way. And I'll be doing, and we're going to take the truck. So I'll be on DMR only on that day.
Yeah, well, I don't get outside of the area very much. So I figured today would be the day to test my newest and latest roaming settings. And like I said, so far, it's been a success. And this is the 40-watt version of the 4550, so I've got a little extra power to play with.
Oh, very good. That was the one that was all locked up, right? You had to re-push?
Yes, sir.
I love it when a plan comes together. All right, sir, you drive safe. Last question, real windy up there as well as it is down here. I mean, we're strong. I don't think we're pushing 50. We might be pushing 30s. But, you know, they said gusts of 50. I haven't seen anything that would make me believe that we've got anything like that. How's it up there?
The precipitation is light and beginning to transition. It's looking a little lighter and whiter. No accumulation yet, but wet roads. And the temperature outside, according to the truck, is 32 degrees. It just drops one.
Yeah, 39. I think farther you go up north. I watched the big news channel this morning, and they were saying a foot of snow in the UP. So that's a lot of snow in a big hurry. So good for them, but snowmobile season doesn't officially start till December 1st, which is where they make their money.
Yeah, well, if they're supposed to get a foot, that'll get them a good base. I know, according to the weather outlooks that I looked at, because we're going over by Central Michigan University, they said 2 to 4 today and into tomorrow, so it should be light, easy for tracking deer.
Oh, well, good. I wish you the best at that. It's something I don't have the heart to do, but it's also something that if we want to do it, I'm all for it. So other than that, you have a good trip, sir. I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to grab a quick bite to eat, and then we got to grab a couple things to make sure we're ready for the tomorrow. So you take care, drive safe, and post some pictures if you get something exciting. Do it on the Discord, please.
Absolutely. Well, you and the XYL have a good, happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the family. I know we're going to do the same. W8BPD, I'll be standing by. Northbound 75.
Take care. W8BPD, westbound or southbound, southwest, officially I guess it's west, 23 mile, 94. Later.
W8BPD, I am exit 131 Chesning, and the radio roamed over to the Greenville repeater.
W8BPD, this is KE8LAX, copy that, Greenville.
W8BPD, KE8ZRI, I copy you also. You're sounding good here. And I'm concerned whether you're going to hit that MIO repeater. But I don't think you're going that way, right?
We're not going that far north. I'm making a left-hand turn at US 10, heading west.
Yeah, just a little bit of pass rod on the very end of that transmission. KE8LAX. W-A-D-P-D, K-E-A-L-A-X. If you have a copy on me, you're at the end of your rope on that one. Your last transmission was not copyable at all.
I'm here for K-E-A-Z-R-I.
All right, now I'm roaming on through James Township. I just lost everything for a minute.
James Township, you're back in. K-E-A-L-A-X.
Yeah, K-E-A-Z-R-I.
Alright, well, I'm on the handheld coming into Birch Run, and it says it's on the Mayville repeater.
I mean, no matter which one you're on, you're still getting in clean, so I don't know if you were talking about your handheld or if you were talking about your mobile, but yeah, either way, whether it be James or Mayville, you're getting in.
Alright, well, it looks like St. James.
Is the radio still switching? Is it doing the roaming thing? K-E-A-Z-R-I.
Yeah, the radio is automatically choosing the repeater. I have not changed the channel yet.
K-E-A-L-A-X, K-E-A-Z-R-I.
K-E-A-Z-R-I, K-E-A-L-A-X. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, that mini DB something. Is that DMR and UHF VHF? I forget. I looked it up when you got it. Copy that, and that's what we say? 20, 20, 30, 40 watts? I think it was 20.
Roger that. It's 20 watts. I'm talking to you on it right now. It's 20 watts. And, but people that did these YouTube things, they went ahead and they tested it, and they were getting 25 watts on UHF.
That is, that's not bad at all. Also, I'm using as I K-8-W-U-O with, using the choo-choo train, radio. Is it overbearing? My other radio is charged, I can switch it, so.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not there at all. I didn't even know. There's nothing in there. There's no choo-choo train in there. It sounds great. You sound great.
Okay. That's very confusing because part of the reason why I got the B-Tech was because this radio had a little bit of like a background modulation that it was faint, but you could hear it in the background.
Yeah, I remember that day. I was listening to it and I heard it, but... No, it's not in there today. Maybe it was just something with the local environment or something.
That's really weird. Yeah, the entire day, all day today, I've been talking to you on that radio that I was having trouble with all day.
She sounds real good, real nice and clear and high fidelity in your voice, and it's not overpowering. How do I sound?
Oh, you sound good, but you sound good on... pretty much every radio I turn on, so I'm kind of interested. I wish that radio that you had just a little bit more power because I would use that as a mobile if I had an option to close to 50 watts.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You think we really need more than 20 watts to hit the DMR repeaters? I think it'll do it down here around the city anyways. I don't know about up north. It might not do a good job up north.
Oh, on the DMR side, I completely agree. On the DMR side, that's plenty for anything around here. The network's so vast, but
yeah, the analog. They got 25 watts. The one guy tested a radio. It was the Ham 2.0 guy. I forget what his name is. And he got 25 watts on UHF, and he got, I think it was 18 watts on VHF.
Which would still technically be suitable for even me around here. but I do...
I do quite a bit of like going up to like the Port Huron areas and stuff, and none of their repeaters are linked with our systems, and they don't have anything DT. I cannot hit Burnside from Port Huron, even though.
Oh yeah, I see.
So that being said, I usually Richmond, and I can talk to the Dove Street exit. I don't remember the number. It's like two exits, one or two exits from the Blue Water Bridge.
Oh wow, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can have a solid two-way QSO with the FBI Richmond repeater all the way up there on, it's either 35 or 40. I don't remember what increment my radio does.
Which radio is that again?
Excuse me, the Yaesu FTM-300D.
It's 73 to Dean. I'm going back to work here, and I'm sitting here monitoring. KEAZRI out.
Copy that, Brian. I'll be monitoring as well. This is KEALAX, standing by.
UFW8BPD, this is KEAZRI.
KEAZRI, this is W8BPD. I just went over the Milwaukee Bridge. Still northbound I-75, still on the James Township repeater.
Wow, that's awesome. You're doing a great job.
W8BPD. Just transitioned to US-10, and I'm still on James repeater on this radio. But
starting to break up, Brian, you're starting to break up.
All right, so W8HD on Bay City Granville.
That sounds good. I copied that you're at Granville, or on the Granville repeater.
I don't know. I can't see all of the letters for the name. A, because I'm driving, and B, it scrolls a little faster than I can handle while driving, but yeah, the Bay City repeater, because they're reusing frequencies, so there's like two or three repeaters that use the same frequencies.
I see, so you started that left-hand turn now. Is there any snow up there?
Well, we just went to a spot, there was a little bit of slush and a little bit of white, but now it's back to all rain and all wet right now. And this radio just switched over to Midland, which is the same frequency as Mount Clemens.
Well, sound like $1 million down here. Keep your eyes on the road.
Well, I believe I'm going to drive out of range of this one. I don't know if I'll get anything else from here to Shepherd or if I'll even get Shepherd. So, just in case, I'm going to say Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. W8BPD.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Brian. Thank you very much. This is KEAZRI. You're coming in loud and clear so far. We'll follow you to the end of your rope.
Yeah, I'll follow you over to the end. Yeah, if we don't hear from you, Happy Thanksgiving.
UATPD, KEAZRI.
KEAZRI, this is W8BPD, still westbound US-10. Mile marker 102.
Okay, I don't know I don't know what mile marker that is or what that's near, but maybe you could give me the city. But I'm going to head out into the car and head down to the hospital, so I'm going to switch over to the handheld.
Yeah, okay. I guess it has Isabella County. It's really not a city just yet. 7 miles from my exit is the west side of Clare.
Okay, awesome. You sound totally good here. Really nice and clear. Okay, Brian, I'm going to sign off here, and I'm going to switch over to the handheld 73s, KE8ZRI, out.
WADPD just exited exit 95. Don't know if I'm really hitting it that well because it was struggling to get the tone.
I got a copy on most of that, Brian, but you are definitely on the edge of it. This is KE8LX.
KFA-DBZ. I agree with you, Dean. It sounds like he's getting to the end of the string. Hopefully you can still copy this, Brian. KFA-DBZ, monitoring.
KE8ZRI is also monitoring on the mobile.
Yeah, I think I'm playing a little bit with the terrain. My handheld actually, but I couldn't connect. So, yeah, I'm getting it. Depending on how many trees I get from.
I could copy on you that time, Brian.
Yeah, it looks like this is coming pretty much the end of the line for the Midland repeater. It's in and out as I went through town. Get a little bit rough trying to maintain simple.
You're fighting it, but you're still staying in there, KE8LX. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, KE8LX.
I don't know if I'm getting through. I'm on a dirt road now, heading to my property. Just west of.
You're still making it to KE8ZRI here.
KF8DPZ, I still have a copy on you as well, Brian, but you are starting to digitize.
Brian, you're still on the stubby antenna, correct? K8BPV, K8BPD, KE8ZRI.
Well, gentlemen, I think I'm at the end of my leash. I don't know if I'm going to make it through clear all the way through this transmission, but it's fighting to find a strong enough signal between Shepherd and Midland. Anyways, everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
KEALAX. Yeah, I mean, I got three quarters of that, so you're still making it in. But like the gentleman before stated, you're definitely fighting it. I think the only way you're getting in is through different trains. You're going to have a lot of spots. Some will be okay and some will be kind of crappy. But if you don't get back out, happy Thanksgiving. This is KE8LAX standing by.
Happy Thanksgiving, Brian, if you can copy me. KE8ZRI.
I'm on top of the highest two that I'm going to get the day, so I have to take it in front of the
W8DPD, W8PVD, KE8ZRI. Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. KE8ZRI.
Hey, Brian, I don't think he has a chance on the handheld. I think the only way he was able to get in was the mobile. This is KE8LX.
Hi, Dean. How you doing?
I'm doing just playing some video games right now.
Yeah, just getting back from the hospital and took a patient home and stopped at Costco, buy a bunch of stuff, and we're heading home too.
Ah, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a chance on a handheld. The way he was getting in with the mobile on the truck.
Yeah, I just thought I'd give it a shot and see if he'd come back to me, but I was surprised that he made it all the way up there. I think he got all the way up there to Claire.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm literally in mid-match, so I'm gonna stand off to the side here for a little bit. I probably shouldn't have picked up the radio in mid-match. Okay, LAX.
That's all right. Thanks for coming back to me. I just want to say hello. Okay, 73s. This is KE8ZRI out. N8VDZ. N8VDZ. KE8ZRI.
N8XPQ, listening on statewide 1.
KE8LAX, statewide 1.
KD9QLK, monitoring.
K-E-8-L-A-X, statewide 1.